It's Great Mondays Radio. I'm Josh Levine, your host, founder of Great Mondays. We help executives from hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations build cultures that attract, engage, and retain top talent. If you'd like to be a guest on our program, hang out for about 20 minutes and I'll tell you how. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Great Mondays Radio. Well, I think one of the biggest challenges that you've heard me talk about and you have probably experienced is really this lack of or disintegration of connection across folks inside and outside of business. And today I have someone here who is thinking a lot about, and actually not just thinking, but doing something about creating more authentic connections in the world. Nick Adkins is the founder of the Pink Socks Life Movement. So we have this beautiful pink color in common. It's my favorite color, and it's clearly his as well. He's showing you. If you haven't, you should just check out the video on YouTube if you're not looking. He's got some very pink things happening, and he's lots to show you in the visual format if you want. I'm having Nick come on, talk about Pink Socks Life Movements connection. Nick, welcome to Great Mondays Radio. Amazing to have you on. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Josh. I'm grateful that you're letting me share the Pink Socks Life story with your audience, and what a way to kick off a week and a Monday. So yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with what is the Pink Socks? What is Pink Socks Life? Let's start there.
Yeah, right. So Pink Socks Life is a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization headquartered in Portland, Oregon. We just had our 10th anniversary last month in April. So for 10 years, we have organically built a movement around the world that's all based on the ethos of gifting. And what we literally gift are these pink socks, right? So for your audience who's looking, they're pink socks with two design elements, the mustache and the puzzle piece. And when we first began gifting pink socks in 2015, there was only the mustache. And then in 2017, I got invited to go do a TED talk, and the talk was The Power of Connection. So we added the puzzle piece to represent pink socks connecting people all around the world. And the movement is built on a very simple premise, and it's on the label of the socks. And it says, the front label says, the world is full of good. When you believe it, you see it. Keep doing that.
Mm.
Right. And so, you know, this is the pink socks that are not an award. They're not a reward. They're not swag that you just get in a gift bag at a conference, or, but they're a gift between two people. Someone will see your pink socks. They'll comment on them. They'll go, oh, those are cool. That's fun. That's funky. That's the universe tapping you on the shoulder to stop what you're doing. Get off your phone. Stay on the bar to know the stop. Say, hey, I'm Josh. What's your name? Boom. That's connection, right? And the instructions, what I just told you, are on the back of the label in case you forget. But when someone comments on your socks, that's a really good opportunity for you to have an authentic connection with another human, right? And think about how important that is now in the AI world. And so these in real life connections, one-on-one, whether it's in line at the grocery store or the post office or sitting on a bus or a train, those moments are the moments not to miss. And so 10 years later, now we've gifted over 300,000 pairs of these pink socks all around the world, and it's growing. It's a volunteer run organization that grows organically. And every day I get up and look on social media and search the hashtag pink socks or pink socks life on Instagram and see who's gifting pink socks around the world. And it's just a fascinating, awesome thing to watch grow. I'm very grateful. So,
Okay. So I'm going to play the cynic and ask you to kind of defend this, like, trivial moment, just introducing yourself to someone, is that really a, like, is that really doing, like, what does that do? You're just sort of saying hi and maybe you'll never see that person again. Is that, what is that? Like, why is that important?
Why that's important is because about 99.9% of the time when you have those interactions, it's more than just that. And so we ask people to order socks at cost. So we're a nonprofit. We ship them to you by the dozens because it's not just about you wearing pink socks or having a drawer full of pink socks. It's about you gifting pink socks. So if you can always have a pair or two of these in your bag with you or in your little backpack or, you know, so when you have that moment, you have the connection, then you gift these to them.
Yeah.
And now you've created a relationship bond. There's a very beautiful book called Braiding Sweetgrass by a woman named Robin Wall Kimmerer. She's a Native American out of New York. She's a professor of biology. And she has this book called Braiding Sweetgrass, and it's all built around the early economy of the original people here in the country and how it was a gifting economy, right? So there wasn't any commerce. It was totally decommoditized, which pink socks is as well. And there's a line in the book where Robin says, the cardinal difference between commodity exchange and gifting is that gifting creates a relationship bond. Yeah, and so it does. And so you have an opportunity to create this gift, this token of this moment, this artifact that once upon a time I was sitting on the bus and I met this cool guy named Josh who was wearing pink and he had the coolest pink socks and I just commented on them. And the next thing I know, he's giving me pink socks. Next thing I know, we're hugging. And I was so reminded of how we're all in this together, the humanity of that moment, the connection of that moment. And Josh, I will tell you, a lot of times in those moments of connection, the other person will say, hey, do you have a minute? Yeah, you got a minute, right? Stay on the train another stop, get off and go have a cup of coffee with them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is about to share some heart speak with you. And many times that heart speak is stories of sadness, right? Like, I really needed to talk to somebody today. My wife just got diagnosed with cancer. I just lost my best friend to suicide. I was thinking about killing myself today. I mean, mm-hmm. just on and on. My mm-hmm. son's in rehab. You know, boom, boom. Let's just. And here are two people who had never seen each other in this timeline before, now sharing heart speak and space with each other in a very beautiful, intimate way. So yes, it's more than just the, hey, I like your pink socks. Those moments of connection can lead to something very wonderful and very beautiful. So don't miss each one of those.
It's an invitation, right?
Yes.
That's what that is. And yeah. I would almost, so you said you're 10 years on and you originally you were just sort of, this was kind of on a lark and you were going to did it a little bit and then it kind of right. caught fire.
Yeah.
I love identifying these trends that get more powerful or relevant over time. And I hope you're seeing that so. Because to me, it feels so like, oh my God,
yeah.
we need this. We need these invitations for connections. We need to reconnect.
Yeah.
Because right now there is, people are looking for excuses.
Yes.
To disconnect.
So I wasn't always this, right? I wasn't always this. I used to be a
and if you're just if you're just and if you're only listening, you've got he's got an incredible white beard, all the hair on the chin, no hair on the top, lots of silver jewelry. All right, just want to give people
tattoos, earrings,
tattoos, the whole thing.
It's a long, if for those of you not looking, it's a long, glorious beard.
Yes, it's a long, glorious
beard. Josh has beard envy right now.
That's right. So, someday, Nick.
Hey, well, listen, I tell you the trick to this is all you got to do is stop cutting it. All this is lazy. All right. Yeah, so,
right.
Lazy. Upon a time, I was suit and tie healthcare executive in Nashville. I was the COO of a company, a national healthcare company. You know, cufflinks. I was that guy. And in 2010, I went to this thing in Nevada called Burning Man for the first time. And I came back from that week in the desert, and we were trying to make some decisions with the company of, bring in more funding, sell the company, partner with that company, acquire that company, merge, all these options we had going. And I came back from the event and they said, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "Sell it, I'm out." And they were like, "What?"
That
And I
was
said, "What are you
not
going
one
to
of the
do?"
options, Nick. That wasn't one of the options.
I said, "I'm going to move to Portland, Oregon and become a hippie." And so I did. So we sold the company. I moved to Portland. And literally 1 month after I'm in town, I met a fellow burner who lives in Portland who owns a kilt company. And you should look them up, Josh. Stumptown Kilts. Stumptown Kilts. They're over in like Alberta area. And his name's Johnny. And so Johnny says, "Hey, Nick, have you ever tried a kilt?" And I'm like, "No." And so this is 2012. That's also the last time I wore pants. I went in there, I bought a kilt. And I was like, "Where's it been all my life? This is great." And the first thing I, understood like day one from wearing a kilt is you have to wear fun socks, right? Because everybody sees your socks. You can't be that guy in the Bermuda shorts with the black dress socks. You can't be that geek, right? So I just loaded up on all kinds of fun, crazy socks. And then got involved with a startup where I was a co-founder of a startup that created some really cool technology for healthcare IT. And we went to a conference in Chicago in April of 2015. And I said, "Look, let's just load up. I'm going to go get some my favorite crazy socks, the ones that get the most comments." And they happen to be the pink ones with the mustaches. And I said, "Let's, my friend Andrew Richards, who was our co-founder of that company, also our chief technology officer, we went to Chicago. I said, "Andrew, here, put 50 of these in your little backpack. I'm gonna put 50 pairs in my little backpack, and we're gonna walk into the McCormick Center and, and gift socks." And in retrospect, Josh, we probably should have taken business cards, but we had a lot of fun giving away pink socks and having just so much fun in those gifting moments of connection. We made just stellar business connections right from, the get-go. So we went from an unknown startup and, the sleepy backwater town of Portland, Oregon at the time, to being front and center, having meetings with C-level executives from IBM, Dell, Microsoft, Walgreens at the time, et cetera. I mean, just boom, boom, boom. And people were like, and so we did that through the magic of these pink socks. And we continued the conference circuit for a year and, traveling all around, doing gifting pink socks and having fun and taking pictures and playing on social media with it. And at the end of that year cycle, it was time to go back, and like, okay, we can't do the pink socks again. We did that. That was fun, right? It's like old Elvis and young Elvis. We wanted to go out as young
Go out on
Elvis,
top.
right? Yes. And I'd said, Andrew said, "No, we're not. We'll do something else this time. It was fun for a year, and we had a great time, but let's do something different." And literally, Josh, I'm sitting on myself at home in Portland at the time, and somebody sends me a DM and says, "Hey, did you gift pink socks to someone over in the Netherlands?" I'm like, "No." Like, look, there's a guy that has sourced pink socks on his own in the Netherlands who was gifting them to help drive awareness for the work that he's doing in Alzheimer's and dementia care. And I was like, "What?" And seriously, about the time I said what, somebody else sends me another message. "Hey, Nick, did you give pink socks to somebody in Wales?" I'm like, "No." It's like, go look. There's a guy gifting pink socks to help drive awareness for the work that he's doing with ataxia, which is a rare disease. It was at that moment that we knew that it had gone organic and that it was something that we shouldn't stop, but that we should shepherd and be grateful for. It's a big gift that the universe had given us. And so we went with it and we said, let's use pink socks as a way to celebrate everyone, not just us, right? So pink socks, and this is where marketeers sometimes have a roadblock with, well, what's it? I can't get it. And so it's an pink socks is it's a paradox, right? So we're a movement that has multiple missions. We're here to support what you're doing and celebrate the good that your organization is doing in your community.
Mm.
You know, the theory, you know, all boats rise, right, mm-hmm. with the tide. Mm-hmm. So if we can be cheerleaders for each other, there's magic in that. There's power in those exponential ripple effects of voice amplifying each other. And so that's what we did, and that's what we continue to do. And so it's not about any one thing, one company, one brand, one mission. It's about all of us, right? There's power in that kind of connection, right?
So connection is fostering the transfer of this information, the awareness you're calling it, of whatever it might be that you're trying to share with the world in a sort of, like you said, heart space.
Right. Well, Josh, I mean, think about, you know, the work environment is no different than the home environment, than the everyday environment, than the hybrid environment, than the life environment.
Right.
We all come to a place in each of our days that is asking us, that is requesting, and if we listen to our hearts enough, that is requiring us to show up with kindness and empathy, cooperation, compassion, connection, right? Think of the best leaders that you've worked with, you've worked for. You know, we were talking before the show, you and I, about, you know, some of my past life of being CEOs of companies. And I know a lot of your audience is in the HR world, right? So when I look at the past HR managers or directors I've had for me, and I look at the ones out here now, the ones who are leading the most successful organizations, you know, a lot of these folks have taken on a title that's different than HR. You know, they've elevated to the C-suite now, and they're the chief people officer or the chief heart officer. Oh, wow. Okay. That right there tells me that that's an organization I want to migrate toward. I'm attracted to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of those companies that have these chief people officer, chief heart officers, seem to be some of the most successful in the market right now and attracting some of the best talent. Yeah. And again, that's because those people are showing up with those attributes that we just talked about: kindness, empathy, compassion, cooperation. Things a lot of times, you know, I certainly didn't learn in business school when I got my MBA in the Gordon Gekko days, right?
Yeah.
Of greed is good.
Greed is good. Yeah.
So,
well, what? So, it is an incredible gift to be able to work for an organization that has a C-suite or a member of the C-suite that can open up and can be trustworthy. I would also say that we've had experiences where at work, it is not rewarded to be vulnerable. Vulnerability, I mean, I think at the core of it, we're talking about trust and safety. And the idea of creating these connections, opening this invitation for real conversation is desperately needed. We need to know one another, really know one another. How do we make it, if we're not blessed to be in a place that, in a work environment that allows us to do this, how do we step forward a little bit? How do we start to make a little bit of a difference if our team is, I wouldn't say hostile, but it's just normal?
Yeah, I mean, I can remember when I was the suit and tie guy, my thinking on that was I would routinely tell employees and younger people outside the organization, they said, well, you know, and they would say, well, you know, where I work, it's just not fun. And I would say, hey, it's not supposed to be fun. It's work. You know, if you want fun, fun is vacation. This is work. Okay. And then, you know, I shifted, I changed. And so, you know, post 2010, I said, no, that's not true, because, you know, at that time I was 45 years old. I had just lost my dad to 3 years of a cancer battle. with him, the whole ride. And I had this really aha moment after his death that, and the perfect storm of grieving my dad and then going to Burning Man a couple of months later and being out in the desert and being able to sit with my feelings and process and feel all the feels was, hey, Nick, you're 45. You're not guaranteed another 45, right? So life is not linear. It's not a series of if-then equations. It's not something you plug into a spreadsheet and spits out an answer. It's spiraling in and out. I mean, we're all one phone call away from, it's cancer. We're all one heartbeat away from a heart attack or a stroke, or one nanosecond from that 18-wheeler drifting over. Life is so fragile, right? So I made a conscious decision with intention. Okay, Nick, what do you want to do for the next, if you had 45 more, if you get another 45, how does that look for you? Well, I was done being that corporate rigid, suit and tie guy, and I'm just moving into let's focus on more on people and the individuals than the P&L, right? Then, because, and I still do love to go back and read a P&L. I love financials because financials, they tell the story, right? They tell the story of the company just by looking at the financials. The sales guys and all this can pitch it and spin it, and the CEO can tell the story and make it be one thing, but if I can just like just shh, just let me see the financials and I can tell you exactly what's happening with this company, right? Because there's no emotion in the math. And I was done with that, right? So I wanted to be something, doing something where I was engaging with people and not making it be about the money. Just like, fuck the money, man. Come on. Let's focus on what's really real here. And the world is drowning in connection, right? Here we go. This thing all the time.
On your phone,
That's
right?
connection.
Right.
That is not connectivity.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's connectivity. I'm getting it backwards. This is connectivity. And what you
Connectivity.
and I are doing is connection right now. And
Right. Right.
these small moments that we're sharing together on this podcast is a connection. It, enabled by connectivity, but not connection. And as fast as AI is unfolding itself here, if we lose our ability to discern the difference between connectivity and connection, we're going to be in trouble. So we have to show up, each of us, one person at a time, as our true, authentic selves, being vulnerable, right? Being intimate at times, knowing that we're a lot more alike than we are different, right? So there's so many, everybody's got heartache, everybody's got struggles, everybody's got that, the sick family member, everybody's got, we're all in this thing together. So when you see the humanity in each other, you can plug into that empathy, right? That it's a superpower. Kindness is a strength, it's not a weakness.
Yeah.
And
We mix that
when,
up.
right. So when organizations, as they start out small, if you can attract like-minded people that are showing up and that grows and that grows and that grows, the next thing you have is an organization that is an organization you'll work for. And similarly, if you step into a large organization, whatever's happening at the top, oh man, it is happening all the way down to the receptionist at the
Yep.
front door when you walk
Yep.
in. You and I know we can walk into a building. I can tell you exactly the culture. I can tell the CEO here is a dick, okay? Just from the way I get treated at the reception desk. So, or I can go, oh, this is a wonderful place to work. Look how happy everyone is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's being driven by an ethos, a mindset, a heart space that, effective leaders are giving themselves the permission and the self space to lead with love, right? And you can do that and still be hugely wildly financially successful. There's no reason anymore to show up and just, crack the whip, and that's
Not
it's not
only
me.
there's no reason, I would argue that you will have better long-term outcomes
Yes.
financially. Let's just start at fewer people leaving because they're burnt out or pissed off or not feeling, getting what they need. Are you making the case that empathy is, or connection, not connectivity, connection is let's call it like a business imperative almost. We have to reintroduce it. Is this, are you, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I kind of,
Oh, go ahead. You're doing great.
I've come, I'm the, ever the optimist. Everyone who knows me will tell you. I don't know. Maybe I'm hoping, right? I'm hoping that it is possible to make the case that we need to create connection in business in order to be successful, broadly defined successful.
Yes. And to that end, I'm very grateful that Pink Sox Life became involved with some school systems in 2019. And you can look this up on our website, pinksox.life. There's a section about students and teachers. But we came first became involved with an elementary school in El Paso, Texas. I'm not going to get into that story. Please go to the website and read it. And there's a couple blog posts down that go into that detail. But we're now in 34 schools in 9 different states, pre-K all the way through high school, where they're using the Pink Sox as part of their social emotional learning curriculum, teaching those kids about kindness, empathy, connection, compassion, cooperation, anti-bullying, all the stuff that grows good humans. So, unfortunately, a lot of people, a lot of kids don't learn that at home. Some don't, right? And so we're grateful to be helping schools that are teaching those attributes of kindness. And what happens at those schools is they, on Mondays, typically, everybody wears their pink socks back to school on Monday. The kids, the teachers, the bus drivers, the crossing guards, the security guards, the cafeteria workers, I mean, everybody on a Monday wears their pink socks. And each class, grade level, has a period that day dedicated to teaching about kindness, has different art projects, exercises, et cetera. And so they're instilling in kids very early that, we're all in this together, right? There's nobody sits on the playground by themselves over there. No one's eating in the cafeteria alone. And, I'm just grateful my kids are grown and married now, and I'm about to have a grandbaby. But, I look at my friends now that have young kids that are coming up to elementary school and into middle school. It's rough being a kid right now. It's there's a, by the time they hit middle school, I mean, if they haven't learned not to be bullies by the time they hit fifth or sixth grade, it's trouble. So you and those kids that are students today are our future workforce. And so we need this thing showing up so that when you come and hey, here's my application. I'd love to come work for you. In that interview process, how you show up with your heart is going to be very important if you get the job. And also, everybody's going back and, looking at all your social media posts from the past. I mean, there's several, AI products on the market for HR managers to say, look, you want to see what this person's really like? Here's their profile based on all their social media posts. In other words, play nice, kids. Yeah. It's a big world out here. We all need to get along. So.
It's amazing. And what I am grateful for, and what I, the kind of the fundamental physics of what I see the power in this is you're putting energy and your this platform, this movement, this idea is the vessel through which energy is putting being put back into the system, right? So entropy doesn't overwhelm us. We can be, by teaching, by sharing, by inviting moments of connection, you're putting a little bit, you're being thoughtful, you're being conscious about putting on socks, which is a small thing to do, but it is a way of actually bending the universe a little bit further back towards creating connection and community.
Correct.
And that's why this is so compelling and so powerful. And it has an outside, a small thing, as trivial as socks, trivial, quote unquote, as socks,
yeah,
is having such a big impact. And why it's taken off is because it is allowing people to do what they want to do. So you've created just a little bit of, let me help you.
Right. And so and sometimes it's not even about the socks. Sometimes somebody just sees the sticker, you know, or our logo. It says, yeah, love more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And people go, love more what? Well, I don't know. You tell me what.
You tell me. Love right? more what? You
know, what should we love more? And the answer, and if you look at our Instagram account, pinksocks.life, you'll see we have a van that has the message of the socks on the van and the love more. And I promise you, every time I'm filling the van up at the gas station, somebody will say, hey, you know, what does that mean? And my comeback is always, what does it mean to you?
Right.
And they'll say that we need to be kinder to each other. That's exactly what it means. You know, whatever their answer is, because what it means to them is what it means.
Yeah.
Right. And everybody always comes back to exactly what it means. We need to love more, right? We need to be kinder. We need to show up in the world better. Yes, yes, and yes. And I'll tell you, Josh, you know, the PhD level of Pink Socks is, it's not really about the socks. It's about you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you can use these pink socks to help you have those connections, the first few times somebody says, oh, I like those, you know, you're, oh, thanks, and you're going to keep walking. Nope, stop. You're going to say, oh, I listened to this podcast. This Josh guy had this guy on with pink socks, and I got some. And, you know, this is exactly what he said, that somebody would comment on them and that I would say thanks and keep walking. Oh, no, I got to turn around and go back and have the connection.
Thanks. And what's your name?
The first one may be a little awkward for you, especially if you're, you know, an introvert.
Yeah.
But the second one, the third one, the fourth one. Yeah. And then next thing you know, you're having these connections on days that you're not even wearing the pink socks. You know, and I tell people, look, if pink socks aren't your thing, okay, find what is your thing. Maybe it doesn't have to be my thing.
Maybe,
yeah, right. Maybe it's pink gear like you have. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a flower. Maybe it's a pen. I don't know. But whatever that thing is for you that helps spawn connection, do it, you know?
Incredible. Wow, Nick. Well, Nick Adkins, founder and proprietor of this incredible movement, pinksocks.life is where you can find out more. You can order your batch. I'm certainly going to order my by the dozen batch of pink socks, one so I can have a pair to match all my other pink gear, but also so I can keep them in my backpack and hand them out when I go travel and meet other people. It's just such an incredible opportunity. Why not? There's no opportunity cost, zero, right? Like it takes a second. Just have a hello. Hi, let's have a connection.
That's it. And also on the website, there's an opportunity for you to donate. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we exist on philanthropy and people listening to their heart say how much they want to help. So we're grateful for that. And for your corporate listeners, if you will, please scroll down to the bottom of the homepage below the TED Talk. At the bottom in the footer, we have a section called Friends of Pink Socks, and those are our corporate partners. And they help us out greatly to continue spreading love and kindness around the world. And there's a lot of different things that we do with our corporate partners throughout the year. Come, you know, speak in-house to their teams, do management retreats that get invited, and we get people, a little pep rally for kindness. We help promote their message in our universe. And so it's, I'd love to talk to some of your listeners who are running those organizations led with love, or maybe some that are trying to say, well, let's start doing that. How do we do that? Well, I'd love to have a conversation.
What an amazing, silly, small thing that has turned into just an incredible
No.
opportunity. Thank you, Nick Adkins, again. Check out pinksocks.life. I appreciate you coming on Great Mondays Radio.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh. And I'm telling you, man, when you get your pink socks, it's uncanny that we're like, it's almost the exact same
It's the
shade of pink.
exact same color. I'm telling you, it's exactly the same. Meant to be. All right, brother.
Right,
Thanks so
brother.
much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio. Hey, if you want to be a guest, head over to radio.greatmondays.com. And if you think this episode was interesting and your friends and fans would enjoy it, please share on social media. And if you want to get more people to understand the power of company culture in business today, please rate and review Great Mondays Radio on your podcast feed. It really helps us reach more people. If you want to hear more candid conversations with culture leaders, subscribe to Great Mondays Radio. I'd love to connect with you. Find me on LinkedIn at AKA Josh Levine, on YouTube at Great Mondays, and you can always email me, josh@greatmondays.com. Find out more about our work with hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations at greatmondays.com. I'm Josh Levine. Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio.